Track 2. The Right to a Grand Day Out. Yorkshire Deep. Black Banner. This banner is a companion piece to another banner in the exhibition with the same title, but whereas the background to this banner is black, the background to the other banner is red. Both have a dark blue border. In the centre of this banner, taking up about a third of the overall width and most of the height, is an image of a man and a woman studying a bus timetable. They're painted in bright colours and drawn in a cartoonish style, with a dot for the eye and with big noses. The timetable is displayed on a wall of pale pinky brick, to the right of the couple, and in capital letters under the word timetable is written, "To make it more confusing, times may change any moment." The timetable appears as blocks of black squiggles, and at the bottom, in capitals, it says, "Good luck." The man and woman frown at the timetable, their mouths downturned. The man is taller with receding dark hair. He wears a blue coat over a pale pink jumper with a yellow checked shirt and grey trousers. He holds a grey shopping trolley in one hand. The woman has curly dark grey hair, wears a patterned brown coat over a checked yellow dress with red shoes. Her shopping bag is at her feet. Just to the left of the couple stands a signpost with three finger posts. One reads "that way," another "this way," and the third "lost my way." A bird is perched on the top of the signpost. To the left of the image are several red double-decker buses with people getting on and off as if at a bus station. Just the noses of the buses can be seen. In the distance are the grey rooftops of city buildings, and up above is the blue and white of the sky. Written in black capital letters on very pale pink ribbon banners above the sky is Yorkshire Deep, Dementia Engagement and Empowerment Project, ESTA for Established 2017. Above the ribbon banner is the white rose of Yorkshire, within a grey crest. More ribbon banners extend across the bottom of the banner, and here again, in black capitals, we read, "The Right to a Grand Day Out." Around the central image are scrolls and curls, creating an inner border out of lines of grey. These are partly decorative and partly look like a road dotted with red lines. There are also sections of grey railway track which spiral round but don't actually lead anywhere. Rings of road and of track circle around an image in each corner of the banner, again painted in a bold and colourful cartoon-like style. In the top left is a bus, absolutely packed with people. It's a red double-decker, and along the side of it is written, "Bus is best," with a smiley face. Two people stand waiting at a nearby bus stop. In the top right corner is a train. It's green and very dirty looking. People are getting on and off at a platform. In the bottom right is a small red car, which is stuck in a traffic jam. It's bumper to bumper with other vehicles, lorries and cars painted green and blue. In the bottom left circle is the same little red car, with two people in it. They seem to be struggling to find somewhere to park. There are cars all around them, under a blue and white sky with distant grey buildings and green grass. A sign reads, "No parking." The printed information gives the following credits and information about this banner. The artists involved: concept, Ian Beasley; design, Martin Hall; inset illustrations, Tony Husband; poem, Ian Macmillan; embellishments, Lydia Keane. Unfurled at York Station on the 23rd of May 2018. Meaning: the right to a grand day out is from the Yorkshire Dementia Engagement and Empowerment Group, comprising of groups from Bradford, Scarborough and York, who campaign for those living with dementia to receive better support and understanding from public transport companies. Symbolism. The banner has two versions, a negative side and a positive side. This is a simplified form of oppositional narrative representation, i.e. good versus bad. This style was often employed on traditional banners to illustrate the benefits of joining a union or other organisation. Black is associated with the negative. The embellishments are stylized representations of the roads and railways. They are confusing, they go round in circles and lead nowhere. The corner images illustrate the problems that many people living with dementia have experienced: overcrowded buses, dirty overcrowded trains, congested roads, and the difficulty in parking. The central image illustrates the difficulty that many people living with dementia experience in trying to read timetables.